MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
Whether it's sandal season or boot season, you may be thinking it's time to do something about that large bump that juts out of the base of your big toe. It can also be quite painful when exercising or wearing certain shoes. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Raspovic. She's a podiatric surgeon with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Raspovic. So what is a bunion?
Sure. So a bunion is a large prominent area on the forefoot area at the first metatarsophalangeal joint region. And basically, some patients are born with them. Some people develop them over time. And it's a little bit different for everyone. Some people say they have no pain at all, and others complain of a great deal of pain with their bunions. So it's something that's very different when it comes to size and also symptoms for each patient.
Is there a genetic component to bunions?
We do think that there is a genetic component. So oftentimes a lot of my patients say, yes, my mom or dad has bunions, grandparents. So a lot of it does depend on the foot structure that you inherited. So yes, there definitely is a genetic component to developing these.
And is it something you'd start to see in your children? Will you start to notice if they're developing a bunion? And if we notice that, is there anything we can do to sort of stop it from continuing?
Absolutely. So there are some cases where children do develop bunions early. And in situations like that, I always recommend, you know, patients, or children go get evaluated by a foot specialist for advice in terms of, you know, treatment, what to look for. But most often we see these present in older patients, those patients even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or even older. And if anyone has pain or just notices the development of a bunion, I always recommend to go see a foot specialist, like a podiatric surgeon, who can give you education about what is happening, why it's happening, and what treatment options that there are.
Let's bust up a myth. Do high heels cause bunions?
That is a myth, very common. We can't say for sure that they do, but they likely contribute to the development. However, I do have patients who say they wear heels all the time and don't have bunions, but I would have to say they more than likely do contribute to the development of bunions.
So if someone comes to you, what's the first line of defense? Do we look at the shoes that they're wearing? Do orthotics help to lift the weight off that base of the big toe? What do you tell people about the shoes and possible orthotics and first line of defense?
Absolutely. So first line of defense, when a patient comes into the office for the first time for their first evaluation for a bunion, I always ask them what they have done already and then give them treatment options based on what they have and haven't done. So on the initial visit, we look at the patient's shoes. I always advise patients to wear shoes that aren't causing a lot of pressure over the area. Sometimes an arch support will help. Sometimes it won't. So orthotics may be an option to help patients feel better in the early stages. Sometimes we recommend patients to modify their activities. If a certain sport or activity causes pain, we'll ask them to, you know, take a break from it for a period of time. And anti-inflammatories can also be indicated. Some patients rely on these every now and then if they have discomfort that they need just something a little extra to help. But I think the most helpful thing for patients is picking out a good shoe that doesn't put pressure over the area. And some people do benefit from an orthotic to take pressure off the area as well.
And you mentioned good shoes. And as somebody who likes to walk a lot, I'm lucky I get to wear running shoes. And they really help my bunions a lot. Now, do you tell people about certain shoes that are better than others?
I do. So if patients are active, like to run or in a lot of sporting activity, and I don't know if I can talk about brand names, but I always point them towards a shoe like an Asics or a New Balance. I'm a fan of Asics just because of the wide variety that they have that accommodate both wide and narrow foot types. And I always advise people to go to like a good running store or athletic type store where the people who work there can accurately measure the foot and fit them in the properly size-fitting shoe, because I think a lot of people may have difficulty with the bunion in a shoe fit because oftentimes the front of the foot can be a little bit wider than the middle of the foot or the back. So going to somebody who can really help pick the proper size with a running shoe is definitely helpful.
So then if it gets really bad and it becomes so painful that they just really can't stand it and the shoes don't seem to be helping, anti-inflammatories aren't helping, what kind of procedures can take care of bunions?
Yes, so I only recommend surgery to patients when they start to have pain with their bunion that's impacting their daily life and their quality of life. If a patient comes to me and says, you know, I have this bunion, but I don't like how it looks and it doesn't hurt me, then I don't advise surgery. I think surgery is definitely the most beneficial when you're in a situation where you're having pain. Now, in terms of surgical intervention, there are different options, and those options depend on how severe or how advanced the bunion is. So what we typically do in the office, if we're discussing surgery with a patient, is we'll thoroughly evaluate the foot, the bunion itself, and then we take full weight-bearing x-rays, and we measure different angles on the x-ray to determine what exact procedure needs to be done to give the patient the best bunion correction possible.
And then what are the procedures like for the patient? Are you off your feet for a while? Is there a boot? Tell us about the procedure.
Absolutely. So in general, we have to keep in mind, we do these bunion procedures, we're almost always cutting bone or fusing bone. We're doing some sort of work on the bone and the tissue as well. So bone in general takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get nice and strong again after we operate on it. So in general, we usually, when we do a type of bunion procedure, we'll keep patients off of their foot for about 6 weeks, depending on what was done. And then we transition then typically to walking in like a walking type boot. So for a more aggressive type bunion procedure, the reality is it sometimes could take up to 10 to 12 weeks for patients to get back into a comfortable shoe. And that a lot of times is dependent on the swelling that they have afterwards. For something less aggressive, it can be a little shorter than that. But the biggest challenge, I think, in foot and ankle surgery in general is the swelling after surgery. Some people's swelling goes down very quickly. Others, it can even take a few months or longer. So that oftentimes can be the limiting factor with getting back into a shoe.
So then what about after the fact? And what's the recovery after that? Can it grow back? Or is this something that is just once it's done, it's done? And will they have any limit in their range of motion?
No, that's a great question. So there certainly is always a chance when we do bunion-type surgery or bunion reconstruction that they could grow back. But what we always try to, what we always do is we pick the best procedure based on the patient, the x-ray, the clinical findings, and the patient age and activity level so that we are minimizing any chance of the bunion returning. So anytime we operate, there's always a small chance, but for the vast majority, people do very well. The one thing that could happen is definitely some stiffness of the joint after surgery. And what I encourage my patients to do once the incision and bone is healed, I oftentimes get patients into physical therapy or show them how to do range of motion type exercises at home. Because not only will the big toe joint become stiff after bunion surgery, but if we have the patient immobilized for a while, the ankle joint can also become stiff if it's not bending. So I definitely, I'm a big fan of physical therapy because I think that is really the key to getting patients back to where they want to be faster.
So give your best advice and wrap it up for us for people that are starting to see that bump, that bunion, and what you tell them every single day about it.
Yes. So if you're starting to see that bump, it never hurts to go be evaluated by a foot doctor, like a podiatric surgeon or specialist, just to become educated and discuss all your treatment options. If you're not having pain and you can wear comfortable shoes and you can be active and participate in whatever sports or activities that you're currently doing, chances are you do not need surgery and you're going to be just fine. But I only recommend surgical intervention if you get to the point where the pain from the bunion is starting to impact your daily lifestyle.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It's really important information. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. And for more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.